Support for this podcast and the following message come from the United States Postal Service. Turn shipping to your advantage with USPS Ground Advantage service. Learn how to gain a competitive edge at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The Israeli military has taken control of the Palestinian side of the Rafah border crossing, the main route for aid going into Gaza. NPR's Jackie Northam reports the move comes as ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas were set to resume in Cairo.
The Israeli military says tanks moved in on the Gaza side of the Rafah border after intelligence reports showed Hamas was operating in the area. Israeli warplanes pounded other targets in eastern Rafah throughout the night. It called the operation targeted. On Monday, the Israeli military warned more than 100,000 Palestinians to evacuate from the area. The military operation came after a surprise announcement from Hamas that it had accepted a ceasefire proposal put forth by Egypt and Qatar. Israel said the proposal fell short of what it was looking for, but agreed to continue negotiating while carrying out a military operation in Gaza. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
The criminal hush money trial of former President Donald Trump resumes today. Jurors on Monday heard testimony from two current and former Trump Organization employees. NPR's Andrea Bernstein reports they provided details about a series of payments made to Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, in 2017.
Jeffrey McConney was the former controller, and Deb Tarasoff works at the Trump Organization today in the accounting department. Both testified about a series of payments made to Michael Cohen in 2017. Prosecutors displayed notes McConney had taken in early 2017 about what he called a reimbursement to Michael Cohen. It included the $130,000 payment to Keith Davidson, who was Stormy Daniels' lawyers, combined with some other payments and grossed up to cover taxes. On cross, the defense stressed that McConney never spoke to Trump himself. But when Tarasoff was on the stand, prosecutors displayed the payments themselves. 11 canceled checks, 8 of them signed by Donald Trump himself in black Sharpie from the White House. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
Boeing says it's looking ahead to the next opportunity to launch its Starliner spacecraft after the mission was scrubbed last night at Cape Canaveral. Brendan Byrne with Central Florida Public Media reports a last-minute issue with the capsule's rocket valve forced the launch to be postponed.
As NASA astronauts Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore made their way up the launch tower to their capsule, ground crews reported a strange noise coming from the rocket. The two were strapped in and ready for liftoff when the launch director called off the attempt. The capsule is hitching a ride on United Launch Alliance's Atlas V rocket. The team is now investigating a problem with an oxygen relief valve, which prompted the scrub out of an abundance of caution.
That's Brendan Byrne with Central Florida Media reporting. This is NPR News in Washington. A series of powerful storms ripped across the central U.S. on Monday, bringing heavy rain, wind, and hail. The severe weather spawned tornadoes in Oklahoma, leaving one person dead in the city of Barnesdall. The National Weather Service says the storms are expected to move toward the east today and are forecast to hit parts of Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio. Chinese President Xi Jinping is calling on China and France to tap into what he calls the vast potential of cooperation between the two countries. NPR's Emily Fang reports she spoke in Paris as part of a trip to Europe.
Xi's Europe tour is designed to build up goodwill towards China at a time when prospects for improving relations with the U.S. look bad. In a meeting with France's President Emmanuel Macron and the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, Xi said China and the U.S. should work on building supply chains together and recognize each other's core interests. He defended China's electric vehicle sector, which is under investigation in the European Union for allegedly receiving unfair state support, saying China's strength in green energy was a global boon for reducing emissions worldwide and training talents. Emily Fang, NPR News.
The FAA has launched an investigation into Boeing after the company reported that workers at a plant in South Carolina falsified inspection records on certain 787 planes. The aircraft maker says its engineers say the misconduct did not create immediate flight safety issues. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Bombas. Bombas makes absurdly soft socks, underwear, and T-shirts. And for every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness. Get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/NPR and use code NPR.